You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, I've been waiting since early this morning to get to the extra funny so I could play this clip.
Can't wait.
You know, without the confines of the FCC.
Right.
You know, with the regular radio. This is the Suffolk County executive named Ed Romaine. And that is in New Jersey. And he is so excited announcing what all is going to be happening with the celebration of America's 250th anniversary. And he's talking about all of the amazing fireworks they're going to have and the huge display. And he got so excited. This is how he described the whole situation.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence. Thank you.
What?
What? Going to be a gangbang like you've never seen.
A gangbang?
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, because he's talking about the fireworks, you know, just a big, huge bunch of bangings.
It's going to be a gangbang like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rat.
Gangbang.
There are people standing behind him that are wearing costumes like from the Revolutionary War, and you know, they're dressed with the powder wigs and the whole thing, and they just start looking at each other like, what did he just say? What? It's gonna be a gangbang. We're gonna send off the rockets like you've never seen.
My goodness.
Gangbang like you've never seen.
Yeah, and he really hit the gangbang part hard. Yeah. It's gonna be a gangbang.
Gangbang. Like, what?
That's amazing.
And you can tell he is just so super excited to be saying this because his face is red. He's like, you know, and I don't know, because he's a politician or whatever he is, that he had worked up himself to be acting like he thinks it's so great, or if he really thinks it's great. And I think he probably really is excited about how great this celebration is going to be.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, but nobody in his staff like looks over his remarks about what he's going to say, and they're like, sir.
Yeah, I think he went off script with that one. Yeah.
Man.
Sounds like it. And I love how he pronounces it. So gangbang.
Gangbang like you've never seen.
Like, okay.
Oh, you know, his kids are like, Dad, what the hell happened? Yeah. What happened?
You know what that means, right?
Yeah. God, that's amazing. Where was that? In Philadelphia?
I think New Jersey.
New Jersey?
In Suffolk County, and I think it was New Jersey.
Okay.
Hold on, I can tell you for sure. A gangbang like you've never seen. No, it was Long Island.
Okay.
An official on Long Island got excited talking about.
Man, that is remarkable.
Now, do you think he doesn't know what it means? Surely he does.
I don't think he does.
He's an older guy.
But I mean, that terminology has been around for decades and decades.
Oh, has it really? Okay, I didn't know.
I think so.
What's funny is, though, like, I don't know if my mom necessarily knows what it means. But you think of a older female, maybe not knowing, but a male, you always just assume. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, because men's are nasty.
I guess.
Your dad definitely knows.
Ew!
Oh, you're taking it the wrong way. Well, you said your mom didn't know, so I'm saying your dad probably does not.
Well,
he's been involved in one, but.
I'm sure he does, but my mom wouldn't even know to say that, but if she heard it, she'd be like, gangbang, like. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't know, but that guy knows, right? I don't know.
Do you use that term, Riggins, in any type of Would you describe it that way? Is that the term you would use to describe that?
No.
Or would you call it something else?
I thought he was confusing it for like gangbusters or something. You know, we're going gangbusters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no, I don't ever use that phrase.
No.
Yeah, no.
Do you?
Me? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, there are synonyms, you know.
For a gangbang?
Yeah. There are other ways to describe it.
Okay.
Slang ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's harmless fun. You know, they're talking about the bicentennial. That's a reason to get excited. Which, what is that? That's 250 years?
Bicentennial is 200. And I remember when it was 1976, and I was a little kid when the bicentennial celebration.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So yeah, I would have been probably, I was born in late 1969. So I would have probably been six, I think.
And what did they do for it? Just like, did every town have a
thing? They had special quarters printed up with the bicentennial logo and all on the back. Every town had a celebration. The entire year was the bicentennial year, 1976. And I mean, everywhere you went and you looked, you saw bicentennial things.
That's cute.
Flags everywhere. Yeah, it was awesome.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. You never seen a bicentennial quarter? There's still a lot of them in circulation. I find them every now and then.
You know, I think I have.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. No, never seen it.
I didn't know you were born in 69. Summer of 69.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Bryan Adams was a little kid in 1969. That whole thing about got his first real six string and
yeah.
He and his buddies formed a band and all that. He's about my age. So,
okay.
No, he's older. He was about probably six or seven in 1969.
Okay.
That whole song was a lie.
Yeah.
It was not autobiographical.
Wait, what do you mean?
He wasn't singing it really about himself. He was singing it just a lie, making up, you know, about other people, because he wouldn't have been old enough to start a band in 1969, summer of 69.
Well, that makes me so sad.
I mean, that's just the way them Canadians are.
Can't trust them. Can't trust a thing that comes out of their mouths.
Nope.
So every time I hear it, I just picture him like, you know, teenage years in a band.
He was born in 59, so he was 10.
Yeah, he ain't starting a band.
No. He could have gotten an old six string and played it till his fingers bled, but, you know, it's highly unlikely that he'd have been with his buddies starting a band and they were kick ass.
Yeah. Like he says. Oh, that's upsetting.
I'm making a t-shirt that says Bryan Adams is a liar.
Mm. You're a dirty liar.
You're a liar.
He says you can't trust no Canadian.
That's right. Yeah.
No Canadians.
I'm going to call Bryan Adams a liar.
I'm going to call Bryan Adams a liar.
I mean, it was a big deal, bicentennial.
Yeah, that's cool. So this is 250, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So is that, yeah, it'll be 2026, I guess, would be the 250. So, yeah, I'll be 56.
Yeah. Aw.
Yeah.
And my daughter, her year of birth was 2000. So she'll always be, you know, in that crew.
It was
2000, the first group of the new millennial.
It's so easy to.
Millennial, millennium.
It's too easy. It's so easy to keep track, too, when you're born
on,
you know, a certain time.
I always know she's 25.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The whole year, I know that.
Yep.
If I knew what month her birthday was in, it would help me keep track of it even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I always knew, like, if someone said, what grade were you in 92? I always knew it was second grade. So whatever, 91 was first grade, 92 was second grade, 93 was third, you know,
just
how it hit.
93 was fourth grade, 93 was fourth grade again, 94 was
Oh, I was like, for you? Yeah, no. If anything, I would have jumped. No, I'm kidding. I would have totally gotten held back. Yeah.
I didn't know. I need to tell y'all about my dentist appointment yesterday.
What happened?
I'm going to be honest, and it's not going to make me look good, but I'll tell you coming up next.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace and Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace and Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
This is what looks funny about this new water bottle that my wife got me. Because I was asking on the regular old show if it was feminine to have an Owala little thermos thing here.
Yeah.
But Riggins, have you noticed that when you open it, it's got a spout on it? But the little hole in the front of the spout is a straw. You suck it like a straw. So my mouth's on it like this.
Okay.
And then, and then it's almost like a kid with a sippy cup. You don't even have to turn it up. You just suck it like a straw.
It's okay. Funny. It's funny you just mentioned that because a couple days ago I had my cute Owala. It's like super colorful. Kyle said, can I have a sip of that? I have like a tickle in my throat. I said, yeah, give it to him. And he tips it up. And I said, you know, there's a straw in it, right? And he said, yeah, I just like to tip it up.
Yeah. I think I need to do that too, but it's so convenient just to grab it and drink out of the straw part of it.
It's a
hidden straw. That's the thing I like. It's a hidden straw.
You do not look feminine drinking out of a straw. I don't know what it is, but it's in his head that he can't do. And I'm
well. He screwed up because he already said he had a tickle in his throat. So it's not like he's looking super masculine.
I said that. I don't know what he said. He had like a cough or whatever. Yeah, he didn't say that.
Can I have some of that? I got a tickle in my throat.
He doesn't.
Oh my goodness.
He doesn't want to do anything that he won't drink out of my Stanley. Like, calm down.
Yeah,
no, it's not. It's silly. Come on.
I mean, I wouldn't. You know, if I had a tickle, and you know, I'm with somebody drinking out of a Stanley. And Jody doesn't have any of those, but. I would say, hey, can I have a sip of that? And my biggest problem would be that she wouldn't want me to share it.
Yeah.
Be like, or, you know, if she did reluctantly, cause you know, she's not good with sharing stuff like that. If she did reluctantly give it to me, she would, as she's handing it to me, say, now don't drink it all.
Okay. That's enough. Give it back.
Yeah.
Greedy.
Too much.
Okay, so I told y'all yesterday I was going for a dental cleaning, and I said, I feel bad because I missed an appointment. So I'm sure it's going to be, my teeth are going to be dirty, all plaqued up. I got there, and the hygienist looked at my chart and said, well, I see you're due for x-rays. I said, really? I don't want to do all that. I was like whining about it, and she goes, well, I mean, you haven't been here in a year and a half.
Oh,
I went, what? So I missed two appointments because it's every 6 months. I missed two of them. Three.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I would have missed. Would I miss three or two?
I think just.
You haven't been.
Because that's a year and then you're in the next 6 months. So two.
Yeah. I missed two. And then I picked it up on the third. So the yesterday was a year and a half.
Yeah. I thought that would have been three.
I mean,
but either way. Yeah. Either way, she starts to, you know, she's going all up in my mouth, and I hate that scraping.
I hate it.
I would rather get a root canal than to have that scraping done.
Okay, not me, but okay.
They deaden you for a root canal.
Well, yeah.
So she says, "Are you okay with if I use the?" And then she names some kind of instrument. And I said, what? I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
That'd be like me going, hey, are you cool if I go ahead and plug you into the interface?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Sure.
Evidently, it is a scraper that is, it's a power scraper. So it's that needle thing, but it runs on electricity like a drill. So it goes in there and it scrapes and grinds at the same time.
Ooh.
I said, well, will it go faster if you do that? She said, yeah. I said, let's do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
So she did that. Then she still had to go back and crank, 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 you know, grinding and scraping.
Worst.
Oh. And so she finally got finished. And I know it was my fault, you know.
Well.
And she said, but I do know that you floss and all of that stuff. But when you go this long, just even if you do take care of your teeth with brushing and daily maintenance and all that, you're going to end up doing what I'm having to do. I said, I get it. The doctor comes in, introduces himself to me. And I'm looking at him. He goes, I just figured I needed to reintroduce myself since it's been so long since you've been here.
Oh, my God. Guys, okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, though. This dentist, as far as a person, is one of the finest, kindest, most upstanding people you would ever meet in your life. I mean, if you look at somebody and say, I wish I could find somebody that would give me a goal to try to live like they do. Mm-hmm. This dentist, I'm telling you, is that person.
Finest hot.
And I mean, just a kind Christian person that, I mean, he goes around looking for new Bible studies to join.
Okay.
You know, he's just so kind.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
Seeing if I need to leave Kyle, but okay.
No, but I mean, he is attractive too. I mean, I don't think he's an ugly, nice person.
No.
Because if he were ugly, I wouldn't even be able to look past that. He is good quality. Sure. But anyway, for him to come in joking on me like that, I thought was really, really cool because he's never done it before.
I like that.
But yeah. And,
sense of humor. Yeah.
And can you imagine the grief I'm catching from my wife?
I was just going to say.
About teeth.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
You got to get up on that.
Well, first of all, I had gone so long. I just hadn't, and I got so much going on. I didn't even think about it. Oh God, I got to get to the dentist. I wasn't even thinking along those lines. She texted me one day and she said, I just got off the phone with the dentist office, setting up my next appointment. And they told me that you haven't been in there in a while. So I made you an appointment for August 12th at noon. And I was like, oh yeah, I am behind on that. And she's like, I can't believe, you know, sorry. So I wouldn't even have gone yesterday if she hadn't made the appointment for me.
Yeah.
She said, I just picked, you know, they said they had that available August 12th at noon. So if you can't do that, then call them back and reschedule, but you've got to do something. You've got to get in there. All right.
Well, I do love that she is up on it, you know.
But isn't that some kind of HIPAA thing?
That's what I'm wondering.
I think it is.
I probably signed the thing saying you can discuss my medical records and stuff like that with her.
Yeah, you probably did.
I don't need her in my business.
Not like that, you don't.
I always put Kyle and I don't know if he puts me, but I always put just in case, what if something happens and then they can't tell anyone anything.
Yeah. When they ask me who to contact in an emergency on a form, I always put doctor or 911.
Yeah. 911. I love that.
That's who you need to contact.
Yeah.
Jody ain't going to save your life.
No, she's not good in emergency situation. She freezes. Oh man,
funny.
You know where else I'm way behind on appointments?
Where?
Eye doctor.
Same. How long? Let's do a little. How long you been?
It's at least 2 years since I went to the eye doctor. Yeah,
I just smoked you. I smoked you. I want to say five.
Do you think if you went to the eye doctor now, they would say you need readers?
So remember when was I on the show? I was on the show. Oh, wait a second. How long's that been?
Probably at least you were off the show for 8 years. You've been back on for a year. So your last day on the show with us back then would have been 9 years ago.
Okay. So 8 years ago is when I went to the eye doctor last, because I had a follow-up appointment after that. They gave me, they said I'm like 0.25, so I can see. But when I put those on, it's crystal clear. Whereas now I can definitely read it, but it's not as crystal, you know.
Yeah.
So now definitely I would need to go up in the points or however you go. What is your, is it negative or is it?
It's a plus because they're magnifying glasses. Oh. So that's what readers are. Okay. So I started out and I didn't need readers until I had LASIK. And I basically traded being able to see clearly at long distances for not being able to see clearly up close. But my readers started at 1.25.
Okay.
Now they're 1.50, which is the next step up.
Okay. So I'll probably go like 0.75.
If it's been 9 years.
You think I'll go to a one?
It might be a one something.
Let's see. I'm going to go.
This or that?
Yeah. I can't wait. I got to see because it's obviously changed. I mean, as it does when you get older.
So are you looking at it like, oh, this is great. I'll get some cool, you know, cute glasses to wear. Or are you looking at it like, oh, my God, I might have to wear reading glasses and like an old person?
Well, I don't know. I think because, see, okay. Here's my issue. I see Jody in her cute glasses, and they're just so cute on her. I put the exact same ones, and I know y'all are going to remember this. It was when I was in my closet 5 months ago. I put on the same brand she had, and y'all both went, "You." I was like, okay, I'm going to return them. Like, I don't know if it's my face shape or just like how I am, but like, she's so cute in them, and I can't rock them.
But were they the same shape and all of that stuff that Jody wears?
The only difference was the color. I mean, but she has different colors. I mean,
well, but here's something though, Lindsay, that I think you have mistaken. Riggins doesn't think that Jody looks cute in those glasses. He thinks they're ridiculous looking because they're huge, and he always makes fun of her glasses.
I thought that was a joke. She's so cute in them.
No, they don't make her look prettier.
Well, I don't think any. I mean, cover in your face that make you look prettier, but I think they're cute.
Yeah, I don't. She's got a pretty face. I don't want to see like these huge pieces of plastic on her face. I don't know.
Well, I mean, when you need them, you need them.
I understand that.
Riggins doesn't even like when pretty women wear sunglasses.
Oh.
Yeah, I like looking at your face.
Yeah.
I love sunglasses. But we'll see. I guess I could get some that like fit to my face.
I'd have to see them again. I don't recall that I made fun of them.
Y'all both gave me a.
Oh, well, it may have been just because we were having fun with you and not really thinking that they look goofy. Where are they? Are they in your closet now?
I returned them.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I got them on Amazon. They were the same brand, but it said, they were like featured on Oprah's Favorite Things or whatever. I don't know if Jody knew that, but so I was like, oh my God, they have 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to get these, and they were pink and I don't know.
Well, what you need to do first is find out what strength you need and if you need them, and then get some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad now.
Don't feel bad. They were the same brand is hers, but blue light. So I had gotten them for just whatever. Riggins.
They sound hot. I got those, but also with blue light protection. Holy shit. I mean, What do you, can you blame me? I don't even know, need to know what they look like. I guarantee they didn't make you look better.
Okay. Well.
Turn sideways to get through the door.
Like those clown glasses.
Yeah. Like we used to have in the '80s, those giant fluorescent green sunglasses that, you know, it was like this wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did your grandmother ever have the real big, or maybe your mom? Cause it was, my mom had some, the real big, they were like octagons.
No, they didn't. But Jody's dad, before he got LASIK in the mid-90s, you go back and look at pictures of him, and his glasses were as big as these squares on the screen are.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was the style. They were just huge, round, kind of, you know, goggle looking glasses.
It was the trend. It was
heavy, heavy. Yeah, that's what people wore back then.
You know, also it made them look older. Like I'll look back at a photo of my grandmother at my age and I'll be like, oh my God, how old was she there? Thinking she's in her 70s. She was my age because her glasses were so, you know.
Well, and she didn't have Botox and all that stuff.
True. And she had the grandma hair already, you know, so it was just a different time. That thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry we ruined your glasses. That you're self-conscious about it now. So maybe just give it another shot. Maybe you just haven't found the right look yet.
I haven't found the right fit, and that's okay. I'm glad that y'all were honest.
I don't know that I was honest. I think I may have been trying to pick on you.
You might have not even said anything, TJ, but I know Riggins for sure was like, yeah, they're probably not for you.
Okay, well, I was nice about
him.
It.
That sounds like him.
Yeah.
Rude. Cool. You are so rude.
Don't cover up your face.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace and Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace and Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.